Thank you so much, Rabbi Levin. I appreciate the warm introduction, an overly kind introduction. We've known each other for a very long time. I'm older than Rabbi Levin, but I remember watching him grow up in our community in Teaneck and seeing what an extraordinary Talmud Chacham he's become. And really, you're an inspiration to so many of us. So I deeply appreciate our friendship and this opportunity, of course, to be joining with friends from Esh Kodesh. What a great honor, what a great privilege, this holy platform, even if it's online, not in person, still the Chevra from Esh Kodesh, we draw strength. Your fire has ignited and lit the fire of people all over, north, south, east, and west, and of course, Rav Weinberger is a Rebbe to me, to so many of us, and what a great honor. I know our time is limited. I wanted to run through a few of through Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. I understand that's the theme of the Shir Pirkei Avos up to the second parak, which is what we read last Shabbos. And I want to primarily draw from an incredible sefer, a sefer called Menachem Tzion on Avos, Rav Menachem ben Tzion Zaks, who was a son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He himself was a prominent rav in Chicago. He was a great, great Talmud Chacham. He has grandchildren, great-grandchildren who live in Boca, the Landis family. Rabbi Sachs from Passaic, of course, is a enikel of his. And his Sfarim Menachem Tzion on everything are really beautiful. On Pirkei Avos, I particularly saw tremendous creativity he has and great inspiration. So in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, the sixth Mishnah, he used to say, we all know the word, Huaya Omer means not just the author used to say, they not articulate with their words, but who, their being, their essence, how they live their lives, would indeed reflect and would communicate most strongly. That Ein Bur Yerechet, you can't be a boor, you can't be God-fearing if you live your life that way. Am Haaretz, if you're an ignoramus, you're not a chassid. If you are bashful and ashamed to ask questions, you won't learn. And the sentence I want to focus on, uvenkom she'enan Hashem, hishtadel lios ish. In a place where there aren't men, where there aren't people, hishtadel, it's a very interesting use of the word. Hishtadel means try, make an effort. It doesn't say you're mechuyev to be an ish, you're obligated. It's not counted among taryag mitzvos. But the tanaim, the very word that's chosen, hishtadel, do your best. And that in itself is an entire shmooze. The notion that we can only do our best and we're measured by the effort that we put in. Of course the results matter and of course we're held accountable. There are expectations of us. But hishtadel, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, yishtadel, a person should make an effort to do tshuva. Because it's not necessarily in our hands. We can only give our best effort. We can only do our best, and that's what we're measured up to. So what does this mean, this line in this paragraph? In a place where there aren't people, hishtadel, make an effort to be that person. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Sichos Musar, has a whole essay about Yehuda and Malchus. He talks about why Yehuda merited the monarchy, why it descends from the tribe of Yehuda, from the personality of Yehuda. And ultimately, we don't have time to develop fully now, but he says Yehuda through his life lived a quality called achrayus. He showed extreme ownership. He took responsibility. And that's what this sentence means, he suggests. Umkom she'en anashim hishtadel lios ish. In a place where there aren't others, step up, stand up, and be the man, be that person. You know, it's very common, I'm sure Rabbi Levin can relate, in shul life, Jewish communal life, and life in general. It doesn't take a lot to be able to see the problems. How many people contact us? How many people are in touch with us? How many people, when we were able to be in shul, pull us over to the side and say, this is wrong, that's wrong, the other thing's wrong, this needs to be fixed, this needs to be repaired. Coming up with problems is easy. But you know, I tell people, don't come to me with a problem if you're not willing to be part of the solution. If you haven't given the thought to propose a solution, if you're not willing to give your time, your work, your wisdom, or your wealth in order to create the solution. So pshat number one is, b'mkom she'en anashim, when no one else is stepping up, you take responsibility, you take extreme ownership, you display malchus, royalty. Winston Churchill once said, the price of greatness is responsibility. If we strive, if we aspire for greatness, then the cost, the price of that greatness is a willingness to step up and not just see problems, but offer solutions. Not just be part of the challenge, but to be part of the very solution. But the Menachem Tzion, the Sefer that I introduced, offers a different insight, a different pshat, which I think really is creative and very, very beautiful. He says, Alach alios ish hagun lo rak bepumbi ufafarhesia. You know, it's very easy when you're in public. Right now, we're not in public. Even over Zoom, we see ourselves. Only 10% of you have the courage to have your screen on. Everybody else is already in their pajamas for the night. The screen is off. We're barely in public right now when we're on this platform. But we're not in public. We're in our homes. But when we were able to go out in public in shul, you know, it's easy to daven and to shuckle and to flail your arms and to have kavana. It's easy to say Baruch Hashem, Amir Hashem. It's easy to have amuna. It's easy to display righteousness and virtue when we are in public. But sometimes, you know, we're in Chadrei Chadarim, we're alone, we're not davening in a way that people see, that they admire, that they look at, that they judge. We think no one's there. We're all by ourselves. Nobody sees. And so our davening's a little shorter, a little less kavana. We don't really put on that jacket, or we don't necessarily prepare ourselves in the way that we would when the eyes are upon us. Says the Menachem Tzion, Uvimokam she'ein anashim, even in a place where there aren't other people, when you're at home and there are no eyes on you, when no one can see what you're doing, hishtadel lios ish. You need to step up and you need to be an ish. Hiskaber v'hischadik sha'ish becha lo yifkam. You need to protect that the ish, the man in you, the greatness in you, that aspiration to be the best version of yourself in you, doesn't depend on other people seeing, but that you want to put forth, you want to realize and achieve the best version of you, even when no one's around. And he says, that's the pshat, what we say every morning in our davening. We begin davening, Berachos HaShachar, La'olam yehe adam yirei shemayim b'seisur v'gole. The Bali Musar say, first of all, the first part of the sentence, Li'olam yehe adam. That in itself is a Musar Shmuz. La'olam, forever, each and every day you wake up, Yehi Adam, be a mensch. Be a mensch. The first thing is you wake up, Yehi Adam. Make your bed. Be a mensch. La'olam Yehi Adam. And what does it mean, Yehi Adam? Yirei Shemayim. And Yirei Shemayim where? B'seisar uvagali. Begali is easy. Everyone sees you. They're judging you. You want shidduchim for your children. You want the kavod. You want the good name. You want the good chevra. You want Rav Weinberger of 11 to approve and to admire you. So it's easy to shuckle, to daven, to give stuck. Everybody sees. But right now, we're quarantined, we're distanced from one another, we're in our homes, we are in a makom she'ein anashim, we're in a place where others can't see, and that's when, hishtadel lios ish, we have to step up to nevertheless realize the best version of who we can be. That our personal growth, and our personal conduct, and our character, that our spiritual aspirations and our relationship between us and Hashem, between us and others, and us and ourselves, should not be compromised in any way, even though we're in a makom she'ein anashim. That was pshat number two. Pshat number three, I just saw moments before we came on, the Ruach Chaim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has a sefer on Pirkei Avos called Ruach Chaim. And listen, Rabbi Levin, this is for you. Listen to what he says is the pshat. B'makom she'ein anashim, you ready? Rotzalomar liktsas ha'itim tov lehisbodeid gamkein. Sometimes the shtickel hisbodeidus is not a bad thing. Do I have the right chevra or what? B'makom she'ein anashim hishtadel lios ish. Sometimes put yourself in a makom she'ein anashim. We are social animals. We draw energy from the connection that we have with others. But you know, as Rav Weinberger talks often about, and I learned so much from him, that while on the one hand, lo tov ve'yosa adam levado, it's not good to be alone, but really in our core, adam nivri yechidi, we were originally created alone, and to learn to be comfortable in our own skin, and comfortable in conversation with ourselves, and most of all, comfortable being alone, secluded with the Ribbono shel Olam. And therefore, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, b'makom she'ein anashim, b'ktzas ha'itim, at times, tov lehis bodeid gamkein. It's good to withdraw, it's good to not be so social, it's good to practice a shtickel as bodeidus. V'sham gamkein tira lios ish. And figure out how to be a person even there. Don't just become who you are simply as a result of conforming to the people around you. You're not just defined by your profession, your career, as a husband, as a father, as a son, as a brother, as an uncle, as a member of a kehila. You're not just defined by who you are vis-a-vis others, but hishtadel lios ish, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner, hishtadel, try to be a person even b'makom she'ein anashim. Learn that adam nivri yechidi. Return to the shoresh, the core of who we are, which is the comfort with being by ourselves. And I think that as much as this time presents a crisis and a challenge, where we are quarantined and distanced from one another, it's also presenting, sort of by force, an opportunity. That even those of us who struggle with hispodidus, and we try to, it's hard to really immerse ourselves in that experience, but the world, this virus, this pandemic, its guidelines and regulations have forced us to be in a makam shein anashim, and therefore through this process to be on a journey of hishtadal yos ish, of trying to realize, of trying to learn how we can be a person nonetheless. The next mishnah I want to bring to your attention, Rabbi Levin, you'll wave at me when I've gone way over my time, is same parak beis mishnah test. We're sticking with parak beis. That's what I was assigned. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibbe mehul mishamai hu haya omer. If you learned a lot of Torah, don't pat yourself on the back. Don't give yourself a yeshikoyach. Now, not all of us, like Rav Yoni, can finish Shas once a year. Not all of us are on pace to be lamadat Torah harbe. If you keep up with the Daf Yomi, the Nach Yomi, if you're opening the Chumash for Shnayim Mikra, then lamadat Torah harbe. Baruch Hashem, you're well on your way, kol hakavod. But you know what? No matter what you're accomplishing or achieving and learning, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. Don't give yourself a pat on the back. Why? Ki lekach notzarta. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because you're simply doing what you're meant to do. You're doing what you're doing what you're here for. You know, in different sports, there's different reactions. In football, you dance in the end zone. In other sports, they throw a whole party when they score a goal. But I'm still like a traditionalist. I like baseball. You hit a home run, you don't flip the bat, you don't look in the dugout, you run around the bases. Why? Because that's your job. When you come to the plate, you're supposed to hit a home run. So don't celebrate, don't dance, don't spike the bat. Because you simply run the bases, that's your job. Lekach notzarta lahavdil, that's our job, is to learn Torah. Listen to this insight that the Menachem Tzion has, totally translating the Mishnah in a different way. He says, what does it mean, lamad the Torah harbe atachzik tov la'atzmach? He says, imagine, if you made a lot of money, you're successful in life, you're a good business person, you made good, wise decisions. So he says, k'shem she'im berach ha'ashem betova shaloshim v'nechosim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed you with great wealth, with money, with assets. You're not allowed to use them simply for yourself, a bigger house, a nicer car, more things. You can't keep it to yourself. Whatever you've accumulated, you're obligated to share with others. You have to look at the ani and the evyon, the people who don't have as much, the people who are deficient and lacking, and you have to share what you have with them. Because we are simply stewards over what belongs to God. We are trustees. He's put it in our hands. It's not ours. We have a chiyuv of giving ma'aser. You got to give 10% of your income because it's not really ours. Ribbono Shel Olam is the senior partner. We're the junior partner. He is responsible for the success of the endeavor, and he directs where it's got to go. Says Rav Menachem ben Zion Zaks, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. It's a gevaldika. Im lamadat Torah harbe. If you've achieved a lot of Torah, like making a lot of money, atachzik tova la'atzmacha. The benefit and the good of Torah you can't keep to yourself. You have to share that Torah. Inspire others. Light other people on fire. Lilmod ulalamed. Learn and teach. Be a mayan amizgaber. Be overflowing with the inspiration. You're an ish kodesh. You're a holy flame. Touch the spark, the wick of someone else, and ignite a fire within them. Ki lekach notzarta. That's why we're here. He says that's a pshat. We read in Parshas Noach, Tzor Tassel Teva, the window that was put in the Teva, that Altia Shakua Rak Becho Vigor Alecha. Psach Lecha Chalon. Open a window, look outside. You can't seclude yourself or isolate yourself. The Torah you've learned and achieved is not just for you. A Tova La'atzmacha. You have to share it to inspire, to light up the world. And he says, that's the Pshat. Chazal say, Al Yispawel Adam Ela Bebayesh Yesh Bechalonos. You can only daven in a room, in a shul, in a home that has windows. Don't be in a room that has no windows. You'd say, what do you mean? I think the opposite. If I can find a room with no windows, I have less distractions. What do I need windows for? The answer is, because as you daven, you have to look through those windows and see yourself as part of the bigger world around you. Learning doesn't isolate us. Learning empowers and enriches us to position ourselves to be able to influence and inspire the most amount of people. Rav Moshe Feinstein famously in a tshuva says, this is halacha l'maisa. Just like maiser of our money has to be given to tzedakah, maiser of our time has to be given to tzedakah. And lastly, and very briefly, one more minute, the Mishnah in the same parak beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel, gives us a list of behaviors. Tzuru, Eza, Yiderach, Tova, Sheyidbak, Ba'adam. What's the proper behavior? What's the lifestyle that we should craft within ourselves? Rabbi Eliezer says, Ayin Tov. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Chaver Tov. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Shachin Tov. Shimon says, Zeroas, Anolid. Rabbi Lazar says, Alev Tov. And Amal, Lehem, Rani, Yes, Divrei, Alezer, Ben, Arachme, Divreichem, Shebechal, Dvar, Divreichem. Having a good heart includes within it all these other character traits. But what does it mean in Ayin Tova? What does it mean to have a good eye? It means ophthalmologically, your eyes are good, you had LASIK surgery, 20/20 vision. What does it mean, ayin tova, to have a good eye? Says the Menachem Tzion, you know what it means to have a good eye? It means that you see others generously. You see the good in others. It means that, you know, we're again on top of one another, confined to our homes. We're trying to homeschool our kids and do business and live a private life and maintain shalom bias, all when we can't leave the bias. It's a pressure cooker. And it's so easy to lose our cool. It's so easy to have conflict. But he says, you can't do that. Don't judge a person. They said the wrong thing. They made the wrong decision. They had poor judgment. Don't look at that isolated moment. Look at the world and look at the people around us with an ayin tova, a generous eye. He says, that's the pshat in the Mishnah back in the first parak. Have they done as kol ha'adam l'kafzchus? It doesn't say judge the other favorably. It says done as kol ha'adam. Judge the entire person favorably. Why? Because when you look at kol ha'adam, not just the specific comment or statement or act, but kol ha'adam, if you look at the whole person, then you'll realize that within the context of the whole person, I can let that go. I can be mevater. And lastly, that's what he says in the pshat, the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chav Dalad. It says, kala she'enea yafos, ein kogufa tzarech bedika. If there's a kala with beautiful eyes, you don't have to check the rest of her. She's good to go. What does that mean? The shidduch resume should just have her prescription. That's all it needs. 2020, 2018. Kala she'enea yafos, good eyes. That's what you should look for in the resume. That's what you look for in the shidduch. So says Rav Menachem Tzion Zaks, no. Kala she'enea yafos. Check whether she has an ayin tova. Does she see the good in people? Does she give the benefit of the doubt? Does she always see the positive in every moment and in every opportunity? Now, two Mishnayos later, you have the opposite. That not to live, what makes a bad neighbor? An ayin ra. What's an ayin ra? An ayin ra is all you see is the bad in others. He says, pshat there, the Mishnah Negoim. Kol ha'negoim adam ra chutz minigei atzmo. You know, a person with an ayin ra, they see what's wrong in everyone else, but they fail to ever look in the mirror. They never see what's wrong in themselves. Kol posel b'muma posel. And what they're seeing that's wrong in everyone else really is reflecting what is most wrong, what's terrible in them. And he says, and with this I really conclude, that was a rabbinic, you know, one more minute. I really conclude. The pasuk says, lo yer lecha chametz, you're not allowed to see chametz. We're between Pesach and Shavuot, so this is still okay. And the Gemara says, shalcha yataroa, aval taroa shal acher mishal gavoa. So he says, homiletically, apidrush, he says, chachamim are hinting, a tochacha. Chametz shalcha yataroa. The likelihood is that you don't see your own chametz. You don't see what you need to work on, what's wrong in your life. But shel acher mishel gavoa, the chametz in other people's life, and where you think Hashem could be doing a better job, that we all see. So that's not the way we're meant to live our lives. We should look at our own chametz, kishor atzmecha v'achaka kishor acherim. We should look with an ayin tova, with a generous eye. V'mokam sheinan Hashem, where others aren't stepping up, we should step up, take extreme ownership and responsibility and achrayas, that we should be the best version of ourselves even when no one's around. Practice a shtickle, hisboididus, and hishtadel, and in there we'll discover the ish of who really we could be. And that with the Torah learning that we have, the inspiration that we live with, we should use to inspire those around us. Thank you so much for having me tonight.